Hello, and thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Department of Human Services. Para español, oprima 8. Some Department of Human Services mail was delayed from November 3rd through December 3rd, 2025, due to an issue with an external mail vendor. All delayed mail has now been sent, but certain people may receive notices and other paperwork late. We are extending due dates where possible for those who didn't get timely mail about their benefits.
Hi,
individuals also have an additional 45 days to appeal if their case closed or was negatively changed. We apologize for the inconvenience and encourage individuals to contact their caseworker. Please hold while I transfer your call. Please have a pen and paper available to write down important information.
I see here you also have a doctor's appointment.
Your wait is estimated to be greater than 30 minutes.
Okay,
remember, there's no line online. Visit dhs.pa.gov/compass and download the free My Compass PA mobile app to easily manage your benefits with no wait.
For the patient and you.
Please hold while I transfer your
right
call.
Now we're seeing if you're
please be
get
advised that your call may be recorded for quality and training purposes.
Financially approved.
By staying on the line, you consent to the recording and retention of this call. Thank you for calling the Customer Service Center. Our hours of operation are 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday, excluding state holidays. Please remain on the line while your call is being processed. Need help heating your home? The Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program, or LIHEAP, is open as of December 3, 2025, and is scheduled to close on April 10, 2026. You can apply online at www.dhs.pa.gov/compass or at your local county assistance office. Find more information about LIHEAP at dhs.pa.gov/LIHEAP. Did you submit an application for benefits? You can easily check the status of your application on www.dhs.pa.gov/compass by providing information about your head of household and two other pieces of verifying information.
Due to a change in federal policy, DHS can no longer reimburse SNAP benefits stolen after December 20th, 2024. If your SNAP benefits were stolen, immediately contact your county assistance office or conduit at 888-328-7366 to get a new EBT card. For immediate food needs, call 211 or visit pa-navigate.org. Okay. You should also report the theft to local law enforcement.
When was that one closed? Would you know? Yeah.
Protect your benefits. When using your EBT card, always check card readers for skimming devices
and, how long
and
was
nearby
it active
cameras.
For?
Keep your PIN private and change it frequently, and monitor your EBT balance and transaction history using the official, free, and secure My Compass PA mobile app. You can easily apply for and manage your benefits online.
Okay,
visit dhs.pa.gov/compass to submit an application, renew your benefits, scan and upload verification documents, update your contact information, check your renewal or benefit payment dates, and so much more.
Divorced or anything like that. Okay, let me tell you what the county is going to request. Okay, they may request more money for starters. Going to need the registration for the car that he signed. Now, he's going to need to get the bank account statement January and June.
You hold the key to managing your benefits right in the palm of your hand. Download the free My Compass PA mobile app to your Apple or Android mobile device.
They should still have
easily
it,
update your personal information,
if you guys
upload
them,
images of required documents,
January
check your
July?
Renewal date, and see your Snap balance
January
and transaction
June?
History.
I can send you a text message. Yeah. Just confirm when you receive the text message.
Pennsylvania's summer EBT program, Sunbox, provides eligible children with $120 to purchase food during the summer. The 2025 Sunbox season is now closed. Any applications submitted after August 31, 2025 will be held and considered for the 2026 Sunbox season. You can find more information at www.dhs.pa.gov/sunbox or by calling
really
the Sunbox FAQ hotline at 1-877-762-1575.
Not sure if you're calling the right number for questions about CHIP? If a child in your household has CHIP and you have questions about the premium payment or coverage for medical services, call the number on the back of your CHIP card or the CHIP hotline at 1-800-986-KIDS. That's 1-800-986-5437. For questions not related to premiums and coverage, stay on the line or view most case information online at dhs.pa.gov/compass or with the MyCompass PA mobile app. You can find more information about CHIP at dhs.pa.gov/CHIP.
I wrote out my ABCs, and it was very interesting. Also, try and put the capital. Like the capital and the
check your next
piece.
Renewal date by signing into your MyCompass account at dhs.pa.gov/compass or by logging in to the free MyCompass PA mobile app. Have documents you need to provide to us, like personal ID, pay stubs, or bank statements? There are so many ways to get these items to DHS. You can submit them online at dhs.pa.gov/compass, upload them through the MyCompass PA mobile app, or drop them off to your local county assistance office. Whether you are snapping a picture of your documents with your smartphone, uploading verification online, or providing your items in person at one of our local county assistance offices, DHS has an option that works for you.
Protect your benefits. You can now lock your EBT card when not in use to keep it safe from theft and skimming. Use the Connect EBT mobile app or website to lock and unlock your EBT card in real time. Download the free secure Connect EBT mobile app or go to connectebt.com now and start protecting your benefits today. It's now easier to recognize the arrival of your benefit renewal packet. Look for a large pink envelope to come in the mail and submit your completed renewal online at dhs.pa.gov/compass or to your local county assistance office by the due date listed on your packet.
We want you to get what you need as quickly as possible. Please make sure you have your Social Security number or case record number ready for the call representative. This will help us quickly locate your information so we can help you as efficiently as possible.
Need help heating your home? The Low Income Home Energy Assistance Program, or LIHEAP, is open as of December 3, 2025, and is scheduled to close on April 10, 2026. You can apply online at www.dhs.pa.gov/compass or at your local county assistance office. Find more information about LIHEAP at dhs.pa.gov/LIHEAP. Did you submit an application for benefits? You can easily check the status of your application on www.dhs.pa.gov/compass by providing information about your head of household and two other pieces of verifying information.
Due to a change in federal policy, DHS can no longer reimburse SNAP benefits stolen after December 20, 2024. If your SNAP benefits were stolen, immediately contact your county assistance office or conduit at 888-328-7366 to get a new EBT card. For immediate food needs, call 211 or visit pa-navigate.org. You should also report the theft to local law enforcement. Protect your benefits. When using your EBT card, always check card readers for skimming devices and nearby cameras. Keep your PIN private and change it frequently, and monitor your EBT balance and transaction history using the official, free, and secure MyCompass PA mobile app. You can easily apply for and manage your benefits online. Visit dhs.pa.gov/compass to submit an application, renew your benefits, scan and upload verification documents, update your contact information, check your renewal or benefit payment dates, and so much more. You hold the key to managing your benefits right in the palm of your hand. Download the free MyCompass PA mobile app to your Apple or Android mobile device to easily update your personal information, upload images of required documents, check your renewal date, and see your SNAP balance and transaction history.
Pennsylvania's Summer EBT program, Sunbucks, provides eligible children with $120 to purchase food during the summer. The 2025 Sunbucks season is now closed. Any applications submitted after August 31, 2025 will be held and considered for the 2026 Sunbucks season. You can find more information at www.dhs.pa.gov/sunbucks. or by calling the Sunbucks FAQ hotline at 1-877-762-1575.
not sure if you're calling the right number for questions about CHIP? If a child in your household has CHIP and you have questions about the premium payment or coverage for medical services, call the number on the back of your CHIP card or the CHIP hotline at 1-800-986-KIDS. That's 1-800-986-5437. For questions not related to premiums and coverage, stay on the line or view most case information online at dhs.pa.gov/compass or with the My Compass PA mobile app. You can find more information about CHIP at dhs.pa.gov/CHIP. Check your next renewal date by signing into your My Compass account at dhs.pa.gov/compass or by logging in to the free My Compass PA mobile app. Do you have documents you need to provide to us, like personal ID, pay stubs, or bank statements? There are so many ways to get these items to DHS. You can submit them online at dhs.pa.gov/compass, upload them through the My Compass PA mobile app, or drop them off to your local county assistance office. Whether you are snapping a picture of your documents with your smartphone, uploading verification online, or providing your items in person at one of our local county assistance offices, DHS has an option that works for you.
Protect your benefits. You can now lock your EBT card when not in use to keep it safe from theft and skimming. Use the Connect EBT mobile app or website to lock and unlock your EBT card in real time. Download the free secure Connect EBT mobile app or go to connectebt.com now and start protecting your benefits today. It's now easier to recognize the arrival of your benefit renewal packet. Look for a large pink envelope to come in the mail and submit your completed renewal online at dhs.pa.gov/compass or to your local county assistance office by the due date listed on your packet.
We want you to get what you need as quickly as possible. Please make sure you have your Social Security number or case record number ready for the call representative. This will help us quickly locate your information so we can help you as efficiently as possible.
Need help heating your home? The Low Income Home Energy Assistance Program, or LIHEAP, is open as of December 3, 2025, and is scheduled to close on April 10, 2026. You can apply online at www.dhs.pa.gov/compass or at your local county assistance office. Find more information about LIHEAP at dhs.pa.gov/LIHEAP. Did you submit an application for benefits? You can easily check the status of your application on www.dhs.pa.gov/compass by providing information about your head of household and two other pieces of verifying information.
change in federal policy, DHS can no longer reimburse SNAP benefits stolen after December 20th, 2024. If your SNAP benefits were stolen, immediately contact your county assistance office or conduit at 888-328-7366 to get a new EBT card. For immediate food needs, call 211 or visit pa-navigate.org. You should also report the theft to local law enforcement. Protect your benefits. When using your EBT card, always check card readers for skimming devices and nearby cameras. Keep your PIN private and change it frequently. And monitor your EBT balance and transaction history using the official, free, and secure MyCompass PA mobile app. You can easily apply for and manage your benefits online. Visit dhs.pa.gov/compass to submit an application, renew your benefits, scan and upload verification documents, update your contact information, check your renewal or benefit payment dates, and so much more. You hold the key to managing your benefits right in the palm of your hand. Download the free MyCompass PA mobile app to your Apple or Android mobile device to easily update your personal information, upload images of required documents, check your renewal date, and see your SNAP balance and transaction history.
Pennsylvania's Summer EBT program, Sunbucks, provides eligible children with $120 to purchase food during the summer. The 2025 Sunbucks season is now closed. Any application submitted after August 31, 2025 will be held and considered for the 2026 Sunbucks season. You can find more information at www.dhs.pa.gov/sunbucks. or by calling the Sunbucks FAQ hotline at 1-877-762-1575.
Not sure if you're calling the right number for questions about CHIP? If a child in your household has CHIP, and you have questions about the premium payment or coverage for medical services, call the number on the back of your CHIP card or the CHIP hotline at 1-800-986-KIDS. That's 1-800-986-5437. For questions not related to premiums and coverage, stay on the line or view most case information online at dhs.pa.gov/compass or with the MyCompass PA mobile app. You can find more information about CHIP at dhs.pa.gov/CHIP. Check your next renewal date by signing into your MyCompass account at dhs.pa.gov/compass or by logging in to the free MyCompass PA mobile app. have documents you need to provide to us, like personal ID, pay stubs, or bank statements? There are so many ways to get these items to DHS. You can submit them online at dhs.pa.gov/compass, upload them through the My Compass PA mobile app, or drop them off to your local county assistance office. Whether you are snapping a picture of your documents with your smartphone, uploading verification online, or providing your items in person at one of our local county assistance offices, DHS has an option that works for you.
Protect your benefits. You can now lock your EBT card when not in use to keep it safe from theft and skimming. Use the Connect EBT mobile app or website to lock and unlock your EBT card in real time. Download the free secure Connect EBT mobile app or go to connectebt.com now and start protecting your benefits today. It's now easier to recognize the arrival of your benefit renewal packet. Look for a large pink envelope to come in the mail and submit your completed renewal online at dhs.pa.gov/compass or to your local county assistance office by the due date listed on your packet.
We want you to get what you need as quickly as possible. Please make sure you have your Social Security number or case record number ready for the call representative. This will help us quickly locate your information so we can help you as efficiently as possible.
267-551-7019.
Need help heating your home? The Low Income Home Energy Assistance Program, or LIHEAP, is open as of December 3, 2025, and is scheduled to close on April 10, 2026. You can apply online at www.dhs.pa.gov/compass or at your local county assistance office. Find more information about LIHEAP at dhs.pa.gov/LIHEAP. Did you submit an application for benefits? You can easily check the status of your application on www.dhs.pa.gov/compass by providing information about your head of household and two other pieces of verifying information.
Due to a change in federal policy, DHS can no longer reimburse SNAP benefits stolen after December 20, 2024. If your SNAP benefits were stolen, immediately contact your county assistance office or conduit at 888-328-7366 to get a new EBT card. For immediate food needs, call 211 or visit pa-navigate.org. You should also report the theft to local law enforcement. Protect your benefits. When using your EBT card, always check card readers for skimming devices and nearby cameras. Keep your PIN private and change it frequently, and monitor your EBT balance and transaction history using the official, free, and secure My Compass PA mobile app. easily apply for and manage your benefits online. Visit dhs.pa.gov/compass to submit an application, renew your benefits, scan and upload verification documents, update your contact information, check your renewal or benefit payment dates, and so much more.
What financial information is still required?
You hold the key to managing your benefits right in the palm of your hand. Download the free MyCompass PA mobile app to your Apple or Android mobile device to easily update your personal information, upload images of required documents, check your renewal date, and see your SNAP balance and transaction history.
We spoke to the county last week. They're saying that there's something missing, but we were unable to verify the exact information. The operator was very unhelpful. They would have given it to us, so that's what we're going to say. If anything pops up on your end,
Pennsylvania's summer EBT program, Sunbucks, provides eligible children with $120 to purchase food during the summer. The 2025 Sunbucks season is now closed. Any applications submitted after August 31, 2025 will be held and considered for the 2026 Sunbucks season. You can find more information at www.dhs.pa.gov/sunbucks or by calling the Sunbucks FAQ hotline at 1-877-762-1575.
Not sure if you're calling the right number for questions about CHIP? If a child in your household has CHIP and you have questions about the premium payment or coverage for medical services, call the number on the back of your CHIP card or the CHIP hotline at 1-800-986-KIDS. That's 1-800-986-5437. For questions not related to premiums and coverage, stay on the line or view most case information online at dhs.pa.gov/compass. Or with the MyCompass PA mobile app.
No,
you can find more information about CHIP at dhs.pa.gov/CHIP.
Is not in the mood of helping. That's why we're at the I'm just trying to think. Elderly, did he mention any? I'm sorry. I'm not sure who we're talking to. What's your name? I'm not sure if this...
check your next renewal date by signing into your MyCompass account at dhs.pa.gov/compass or by logging in to the free MyCompass PA mobile app.
That was required. Did you mention anything? Did you? Did you mention everything? Did you just mention anything that you didn't just mentioned you.
Do you have documents you need to provide to us, like personal ID, pay stubs, or bank statements?
Okay.
There are so many ways to get these items to
broker,
DHS.
Can you help us out here?
You can submit them online at dhs.pa.gov/compass, upload them through the MyCompass PA mobile app, or drop them off to your local county assistance office. Whether you are snapping a picture of your documents with your smartphone, uploading verification online, or providing your items in person at one of our local county assistance offices, DHS has an option that works for you.
Okay. And that's with this is the Philadelphia County? Is this where it went to?
Protect your benefits. You can now lock your EBT card when not in use to keep it safe from theft and skimming.
Use the
Connect EBT mobile app or website to lock and unlock your EBT card in real time.
Yes,
download the free, secure Connect EBT mobile app or go to
connectebt.com
now and start protecting your benefits today. It's now easier to recognize the arrival of your benefit renewal packet. Look for a large pink envelope to come in the mail and submit your completed renewal online at dhs.pa.gov/compass or to your local county assistance office by the due date listed on your packet.
I think it's now up to the county. That's why I'm trying to push it as much as I can.
We want you to get what you need as quickly as possible. Please make sure you have your Social Security number or case record number ready for the call representative. This will help us quickly locate your information so we can help you as efficiently as possible.
Do you want to, here's what we can do. If you'd like, I'm on the line for somebody else. As soon as I'm done, I don't mind calling the counter again. And then once I get them on the line, I can give you a call and we can ask them again. Okay.
Need help heating your home?
I'll be in touch with you. Look out
the Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program, or LIHEAP, is open as of December 3, 2025, and is scheduled to close on April 10, 2026. You can apply online at www.dhs.pa.gov/compass or at your local county assistance office. Find more information about LIHEAP at dhs.pa.gov/LIHEAP. Did you submit an application for benefits? You can easily check the status of your application on www.dhs.pa.gov/compass by providing information about your head of household and two other pieces of verifying information.
Due to a change in federal policy, DHS can no longer reimburse SNAP benefits stolen after December 20th, 2024. If your SNAP benefits were stolen, immediately contact your county assistance office or conduit at 888-328-7366 to get a new EBT card.
I want you to write
for immediate
food for me.
Call 211 or visit pa-navigate.org. You should also report the theft to local law enforcement.
Very cute.
Protect your benefits. When using your EBT card, always check card readers for skimming devices and nearby cameras. Keep your PIN private and change it frequently, and monitor your EBT balance and transaction history using the official, free, and secure MyCompass PA mobile app. You can easily apply for and manage your benefits online. Visit dhs.pa.gov/compass to submit an application, renew your benefits, scan and upload verification documents, update your contact information, check your renewal or benefit payment dates, and so much more. You hold the key to managing your benefits right in the palm of your hand. Download the free MyCompass PA mobile app to your Apple or Android mobile device to easily update your personal information, upload images of required documents, check your renewal date, and see your SNAP balance and transaction history.
Pennsylvania's summer EBT program, Sunbucks, provides eligible children with $120 to purchase food during the summer. The 2025 Sun Buck season is now closed. Any applications submitted after August 31, 2025 will be held and considered for the 2026 Sun Buck season. You can find more information at www.dhs.pa.gov/sunbucks or by calling the Sun Bucks FAQ hotline at 1-877-762-1575.
Not sure if you're calling the right number for questions about CHIP? If a child in your household has CHIP and you have questions about the premium payment or coverage for medical services, call the number on the back of your CHIP card or the CHIP hotline at 1-800-986-KIDS. That's 1-800-986-5437. For questions not related to premiums and coverage, stay on the line or view most case information online at dhs.pa.gov/compass or with the MyCompass PA mobile app. You can find more information about CHIP at dhs.pa.gov/CHIP. Check your next renewal date by signing into your MyCompass account at dhs.pa.gov/compass or by logging in to the free MyCompass PA mobile app. Do you have documents you need to provide to us, like personal ID, pay stubs, or bank statements? There are so many ways to get these items to DHS. You can submit them online at dhs.pa.gov/compass, upload them through the MyCompass PA mobile app, or drop them off to your local county assistance office. Whether you are snapping a picture of your documents with your smartphone, uploading verification online, or providing your items in person at one of our local county assistance offices, DHS has an option that works for you.
Protect your benefits. You can now lock your EBT card when not in use to keep it safe from theft and skimming. Use the Connect EBT mobile app or website to lock and unlock your EBT card in real time. Download the free secure Connect EBT mobile app or go to connectebt.com now and start protecting your benefits today. It's now easier to recognize the arrival of your benefit renewal packet. Look for a large pink envelope to come in the mail and submit your completed renewal online at dhs.pa.gov/compass or to your local county assistance office by the due date listed on your packet.
We want you to get what you need as quickly as possible. Please make sure you have your Social Security number or case record number ready for the call representative. This will help us quickly locate your information so we can help you as efficiently as possible.
Need help heating your home? The Low Income Home Energy Assistance Program, or LIHEAP, is open as of December 3rd, 2025, and is scheduled to close on April 10th, 2026. You can apply online at www.dhs.pa.gov/compass or at your local county assistance office. Find more information about LIHEAP at dhs.pa.gov/LIHEAP. Did you submit an application for benefits? You can easily check the status of your application on www.dhs.pa.gov/compass by providing information about your head of household and two other pieces of verifying information.
Due to a change in federal policy, DHS can no longer reimburse SNAP benefits stolen after December 20th, 2024. If your SNAP benefits were stolen, immediately contact your county assistance office or conduit at 888-328-7366 to get a new EBT card. For immediate food needs, call 211 or visit pa-navigate.org. You should also report the theft to local law enforcement. Protect your benefits. When using your EBT card, always check card readers for skimming devices and nearby cameras. Keep your PIN private and change it frequently, and monitor your EBT balance and transaction history using the official, free, and secure MyCompass PA mobile app. You can easily apply for and manage your benefits online. Visit dhs.pa.gov/compass to submit an application, renew your benefits, scan and upload verification documents, update your contact information, check your renewal or benefit payment dates, and so much more. You hold the key to managing your benefits right in the palm of your hand. Download the free MyCompass PA mobile app to your Apple or Android mobile device to easily update your personal information, upload images of required documents, check your renewal date, and see your SNAP balance and transaction history.
Pennsylvania's summer EBT program, Sunbucks, provides eligible children with $120 to purchase food during the summer. The 2025 Sunbucks season is now closed. Any application submitted after August 31, 2025 will be held and considered for the 2026 Sunbucks season. You can find more information at www.dhs.pa.gov/sunbucks. Or by calling the Sunbucks FAQ hotline at 1-877-762-1575.
Not sure if you're calling the right number for questions about CHIP? If a child in your household has CHIP, and you have questions about the premium payment or coverage for medical services, call the number on the back of your CHIP card or the CHIP hotline at 1-800-986-KIDS. That's 1-800-986-5437. For questions not related to premiums and coverage, stay on the line or view most case information online at DHS.gov. www.pa.gov/compass or with the MyCompass PA mobile app. You can find more information about CHIP at dhs.pa.gov/CHIP. Check your next renewal date by signing into your MyCompass account at dhs.pa.gov/compass or by logging in to the free MyCompass PA mobile app. Do you have documents you need to provide to us, like personal ID, pay stubs, or bank statements? There are so many ways to get these items to DHS. You can submit them online at dhs.pa.gov/compass, upload them through the MyCompass PA mobile app, or drop them off to your local county assistance office. Whether you are snapping a picture of your documents with your smartphone, uploading verification online, or providing your items in person at one of our local county assistance offices, DHS has an option that works for you.
Protect your benefits. You can now lock your EBT card when not in use to keep it safe from theft and skimming. Use the Connect EBT mobile app or website to lock and unlock
Hello.
Your EBT card in real time.
Hi.
Thank you for contacting the Customer Service Center. Ms. Boyer, may I please have a Social Security number or the case record number?
I'm sorry, I didn't get your name. What did you say?
Ms. Boyer, can I have a Social Security number or the case record number?
Sure, Ms. Boyer. The participant who wants to talk to you just has to disconnect from the call. She had to go get something, but she told me as soon as a representative answers, I should just give her a call back. She's right here. Do you mind if I go ahead and do that?
Sure, as long as it's not, as long as it's not long, I can hold.
Thank you. It'll just be a minute. Thank you. Have the county on the line?
Hi.
Hi. So we're calling in today for Dominic Blocker. You're speaking to the mom now.
Okay. All right. So I need a Social Security number or the case record number.
Five one two one four nine four four.
Okay, one moment while I bring up the benefits and look for the authorization. Okay, and what is your name, ma'am?
Tina Blocker.
Okay, and your address?
1820 Tomlinson Road, Philadelphia, PA, 19116.
And your birthday?
61775.
All right, and then just the last four of the social.
My social?
I thought I was just speaking to a Tina Blocker.
Yes. You're asking for mine or Dominic's?
No, I was just speaking with a Tina Blocker. Is the other person
Correct.
Telling me they're that person?
No.
So it's a different voice.
No, I'm Tina Blocker.
I'm Tina
Blocker.
Okay. So then I asked for your last four of your social.
Yes, 9058. I didn't know if you wanted mine or my son.
No, I'm verifying you, so I was asking your information.
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. And what can I do for you today?
We're just seeing what else the county needs in order to put this case through. We've submitted all the paperwork and all the financial documents, but it's just looking like, you know, we keep submitting paperwork, but we're not getting anywhere with the county's end. Can you give us an update on the waiver program and what else is needed to continue?
Okay, so I don't see any application pending for that, but it looks like January 27th, the caseworker states, let's see, responded to return call and spoke with Tina and Kevin, who were notified that the only letter received. Do you remember that call, Tina?
I honestly don't remember. There were so many phone calls.
One second. Tina, were you just on the line with Erin, my colleague?
Yes, I was just trying to text you back.
Oh, my God. Okay, so I wonder, how did he find out about the
I have no idea.
Oh, wow. Okay, I'm sorry, County. Go ahead. What were you saying?
Sure. So, I mean, if you're calling to ask questions, I need to get them answered. It's saying January 27th, the caseworker called and spoke with both Kevin and Tina and advised them what was needed for they were awaiting verification. So what I'm trying to find out is, did you submit the verification that they reviewed with you on January 27th?
Yeah, was that with Ms. Banks?
Yes.
The phone call? Yes. Everything was submitted. And she, and I emailed her. I spoke with her. I had multiple emails. I had multiple phone calls. She said she hasn't gotten anything. So the end result, the way things were being submitted, it just, she wasn't able to open anything. So we had somebody come out and the support service come out and they scanned everything. And on the 4th, last week, and everything was sent in, and this is where we are today.
Yeah, so I do see multiple documents scanned in on the 4th. So what now happens is I would send a notice over to let Ms. Banks know that they are there for review. So when they get documents in, I highly recommend follow up with us a couple of days after you submit it so that we can let the caseworker know that they are there for review. It kind of makes it go a little quicker for you.
Okay,
so I'll send that request over. The caseworker will review my request within 2 business days. Overall, it may take a couple of days to complete, but I'm going to ask Ms. Banks to reach out to you.
Okay, to me, Tina Blocker?
Yep.
Okay. Okay, now, as far as the couple days go, is it a couple days, because it's already been, a week.
Well, they have so many days to review documents, so the caseworker has not seen them yet, so that's why I'm sending a request and asking them to review it. Yeah, and they will contact you within 2 business days.
Okay,
that's why I was stating, anytime you send documents, just give it a day or two, call us, make sure we see it, and then we can put them on notice right away.
Okay,
but I'll send it over right away.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you.
You're very welcome. You both take care.
Okay.